The battle between Governor Doyle and Republican legislators over a so-called property tax freeze generated plenty of year-end news stories about local tax bills. Some of the people who voted on those local budgets are coming up for re-election. UW-Milwaukee governmental affairs professor Mordecai Lee says many issues affect local races, but he says the state budget fight will likely have some extra clout this spring.
So this becomes a classic kind of hidden partisan race that will be going on, and this will very much set the tone for the fall elections when the entire state assembly will be up for re-election and half of the state senate.
Lee says the intensity of that debate will depend on how many incumbents are challenged. Another factor may be how many incumbents have declined to run again rather than face potentially contentious competition. Lee says the other side of the property tax issue is the appropriate level of government services, including the size of government bodies. Lee notes the Milwaukee Common Council and County Board are about to shrink.
I'm wondering if that's going to catch on. I'm wondering if other multiple membership bodies, if they're going to start being pestered by the voters saying, hey, there's too many of you. Government is too expensive.
If voters do make that case, some of the people running hard for election this spring may be facing decisions on whether to cut back on the number of their colleagues. But Professor Lee says it's also possible that voters will decide they like their local officials and ignore some of last year's political themes. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.